that arrived today was one of two special flights that have been organised by UNICEF. Each one of them is bringing in 35 tonnes of supplies. The first one arrived this morning, as you know, and the second one is due to arrive on Thursday morning. Now, we are bringing in treatment for malaria, for children with dehydration caused by diarrhoea, and for children suffering from malnutrition. As well as this, we're also bringing in micronutrients, vitamins, antibiotics, painkillers, tents, tarpaulins, and blankets. There are also midwifery and obstetric surgery kits, and also equipment to provide clean water and sanitation.
There's been some problems there recently, the inter-ethnic fighting. How much of an impact has that had on your work in getting humanitarian supplies in?
Well, at the moment, as you may be aware, access is difficult for security reasons. And we're trying to take this into account by adapting our program to allow us to be much more flexible and ready to jump through the windows of opportunity when they present themselves. So we are organising, if you like, hit-and-run teams that can immediately go to the field once the opportunity arises. Now, as you're aware, this would be completely dependent on the security situation, and indeed they can be hit. Yesterday, for example, we had planned to go to Auriel County, where there are some 70,000 internally displaced people. We were ready to go, and unfortunately the security situation there changed and we had to stand down. But we're still ready to go, and we will maintain this level of readiness for every opportunity that comes our way.
Yesterday they said that you would read a statement at the airport when you got there. If you've got that statement, can you read it for us this morning?
As you may know, the numbers of displaced people have been rapidly increasing, and well over 500,000 people have been displaced. We are hearing tragic reports of children dying unnecessarily from malnutrition and preventable diseases such as measles. Of course, the supplies that we have brought in will help to address that. But in the meantime, with supplies that we already had on the ground, we're already providing water and sanitation in many places where we have had in and out access. And it's important to realise that when we say, you know, we have provided water and sanitation and hygiene services, this is not a hit and run thing. Providing water and sanitation services are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we've been able to supply and provide this support for the last weeks where we have had access to the protection of civilian centres.